This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news deadlines first. Minister for Communications Gokul Prasad Baskota says remarkable achievement in corruption control and institutionalization of democracy achieved during present government's tenure. Communist Party Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says another rebellion not possible by mimicking people's war. Minister for Water Supplies Bina Maga says work being torn to supply Melamji water to Kathmandu by July, and World Health Organization says coronavirus under control outside China. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has said government has achieved a significant progress in controlling corruption, establishing rule of law and institutional development of democracy within 2 years. Speaking at a press meet organized in the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology to unveil the cabinet decisions yesterday, Minister Baskota said democracy had been strengthening with the establishment of rule of law. He also said the investment-friendly environment had been created in the country and infrastructural development works had taken its pace. Likewise, Minister Baskota said the government had also achieved a progress in the development of international relations. Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has said no insurgency will be successful by copying the style of People's War led by the then Maoist. Marking the commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the People's War organized at the party's central office in Dhumbarahi yesterday, the party chair Prachanda said People's War and revolution happened at a historic and special situation on the basis of people's need and leadership's timely decisions. Chairman Prachanda claimed that the people war initiated by the then Maoist was successful due to the right vision of the leadership. Also addressing the program, Nepal Communist Party Vice Chair Bamdev Gautam said all should have the determination of setting up socialist practice in the country through multi-party system. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel has praised the Nepal Army's role in the peacekeeping. Inaugurating a seminar organised by the Army at Sivapuri yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel said the Nepal Army soldiers had worked in peacekeeping missions throughout the world by putting their lives at stake, which has won accolades from the United Nations. Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel reiterated that the Army's role would also be crucial in materializing the national aspiration, Prosperous Nepal, Happy Nepali. Three non-resident ambassadors to Nepal presented credentials to President Bidya Devi Bhandari yesterday. The ambassadors, Brendan Ward from Ireland, Gundu Madur, Arnie Stefanishin from Iceland, and Armin Marty Roshan from Armenia presented the letters of credence to President Bhandari amidst a special ceremony at Sheetal Niwas. The Ministry of Drinking Water and Sanitation has said the works are being led with the aim of bringing in the water of the Melamji by the end of mid-July this year. Issuing a white paper in Kathmandu yesterday, Drinking Water and Sanitation Minister Bina Magar said the much-awaited Melamji drinking water project had come to the final phase. The white paper issued by the ministry yesterday also stated that about 95% work of the Melamji drinking water project had been completed. Addressing another program in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Magar also said that the denizens of Kathmandu would get the water from Melamji within this fiscal year itself. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai and Minister for Economy of the State of Israel Eli Cohen held a cordial meeting at the Embassy of Nepal in Tel Aviv yesterday. The meeting was focused on the matters of cooperation in the field of investment, trade and tourism. Minister Bhattarai highlighted the potential areas of investment in Nepal such as hydropower, hotels, casinos, agriculture among others. The meeting dwelt on the possible markets for Nepali tea, coffee, cardamom and other spices in Israel. Tourism Minister Vatrai also requested Israel to take in Nepali laborers in areas like restaurants and other business besides caregiving. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबु
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबु
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबु
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Padma Kumari Arya has said the government is working to bring back the encroached public lands from across the country under the government ownership. Speaking at a program organized by the Cooperatives Department in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Arya also said the government legally brought 42.39 hectares land in its name, arguing that the government is committed to good governance, the land management minister vowed no guilty would be spared in the campaign to protect the public land. The government, in a bid to repatriate Nepali students in coronavirus-hit Hubei province in China, will fly them to Nepal in the wee hours of coming Sunday. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Secretary Kedar Bahadur Adhikari told media that the government had made arrangements to return the Nepalis from Wuhan in China. Three persons were killed in two separate road accidents happened in Kosuri and Benighat of Rorong of Thading district yesterday. 7-year-old Prajwal Gurung died on the spot after a bus en route to Talti from Maliku hit the boy. The deputy superintendent of police of district police officer said police had impounded the bus while the driver fled the scene. Similarly, two ladies died after a bus heading to Kathmandu and a scooter from the opposite direction collided with each other at Chambas of Kajuri along the Prithvi Highway. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Coronavirus cases are not rising dramatically outside China despite a spike in Hubei province according to the World Health Organization, WHO. The only exception was on a cruise liner docked in Japan where 44 new cases were reported, bringing the total there to 218. WHO said there was also no major shift in the coronavirus pattern of mortality or severity. There was also a huge increase in cases on Thursday with 14,840 people diagnosed, but most of this was down to Hubei using a broader definition to diagnose people. However, Hubei Province Health Commission said today it had recorded 4,823 new cases of the flu-like virus that emerged in the provincial capital Wuhan in December. The death toll from a coronavirus outbreak in China's Hubei province rose by 116 on Friday, less than half the number of deaths from the day before. The United States Senate has backed the legislation to limit President Donald Trump's ability to wage war against Iran. The measure authored by Senator Tim Kaine says Trump must win approval from Congress before engaging in further military action against Iran. 8 Republicans joined the Democrats to pass a resolution by 55-45 vote. Now to general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting Division says the weather's likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern hill region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5.1 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Minister for Communications Gokul Prasad Baskota says remarkable achievement in corruption control and institutionalization of democracy achieved during government's present tenor. Communist Party Chair Prachanda says another rebellion not possible by mimicking people's war. Minister for Water Supplies Binamaga says work being done to supply Melamchi water to Kathmandu by July, and World Health Organization says coronavirus under control outside China. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.